Science and technology. Misconduct in science. An array of errors. Investigations into a case of alleged scientific misconduct have revealed numerous holes in the oversight of science and scientific publishing.
Anil Potti, Joseph Nevins and their colleagues at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, garnered widespread attention in 2006. They reported in the New England Journal of Medicine that they could predict the course of a patient's lung cancer using devices called expression arrays, which log the activity patterns of thousands of genes in a sample of tissue as a colourful picture. A few months later, they wrote in Nature Medicine that they had developed a similar technique which used gene expression in laboratory cultures of cancer cells, known as cell lines, to predict which chemotherapy would be most effective for an individual patient suffering from lung, breast, or ovarian cancer. At the time, this work looked like a tremendous advance for personalised medicine. The idea that understanding the molecular specifics of an individual's illness will lead to a tailored treatment. The papers drew adulation from other workers in the field, and many newspapers, including this one, wrote about them. The team then started to organise a set of clinical trials of personalised treatments for lung and breast cancer. Unbeknown to most people in the field, however, within a few weeks of the publication of the Nature Medicine paper, a group of biostatisticians at the MD Anderson Cancer Centre in Houston, led by Keith Baggerly and Kevin Coombs, had begun to find serious flaws in the work. Dr. Baggerly and Dr. Coombs had been trying to reproduce Dr. Potti's results at the request of clinical researchers at the Anderson Centre who wished to use the new technique. When they first encountered problems, they followed normal procedures by asking Dr. Potti, who had been in charge of the day-to-day research, and Dr. Nevins, who was Dr. Potti's supervisor, for the raw data on which the published analysis was based, and also for further details about the team's methods, so that they could try to replicate the original findings. Dr. Potti and Dr. Nevins answered the queries and publicly corrected several errors, but Dr. Baggerly and Dr. Coombs still found the method's predictions were little better than chance. Furthermore, the list of problems they uncovered continued to grow. For example, they saw that in one of their papers, Dr. Potti and his colleagues had mislabeled the cell lines they used to derive their chemotherapy prediction model, describing those that were sensitive as resistant and vice versa. This meant that even if the predictive method the team at Duke were describing did work, which Dr. Baggerly and Dr. Coombs now seriously doubted, patients whose doctors relied on this paper would end up being given a drug they were less likely to benefit from instead of more likely. Another alleged error the researchers at the Anderson Centre discovered was a mismatch in a table that compared genes to gene expression data. The list of genes was shifted with respect to the expression data so that the one did not correspond with the other. On top of that, the numbers and names of cell lines used to generate the data were not consistent. In one instance, the researchers at Duke even claimed that their work made biological sense based on the presence of a gene called ERCC1 that is not represented on the expression array used in the team's experiments. Even with all these alleged errors, the controversy might have been relegated to an arcane debate in the scientific literature if the team at Duke had not chosen, within a few months of the paper's publication, and at the time questions were being raised about the data's quality, to launch three clinical trials based on their work. Dr. Potti and his colleagues also planned to use their gene expression data to guide therapeutic choices in a lung cancer trial, paid for by America's National Cancer Institute, the NCI. That led Lisa McShane, a biostatistician at the NCI, who was already concerned about Dr. Potti's results, to try to replicate the work. She had no better luck than Dr. Baggerly and Dr. Coombs. The more questions she asked, the less concrete the Duke methods appeared. In light of all this, the NCI expressed its concern about what was going on to Duke University's administrators. In October 2009, officials from the university arranged for an external review of the work of Dr. Potti and Dr. Nevins, and temporarily halted the three trials. The review committee, however, had access only to materials supplied by the researchers themselves and was not presented with either the NCI's exact concerns or the problems discovered by the team at the Anderson Centre. The committee found no problems, and the three trials began enrolling patients again in February 2010. Finally, in July 2010, matters unravelled when The Cancer Letter reported that Dr. Potty had lied in numerous documents and grant applications. He falsely claimed to have been a Rhodes Scholar in Australia, a curious claim in any case, since Rhodes Scholars only attend Oxford University. Dr. Bagley's observation at the time was, "I find it ironic that we have been yelling for 3 years about the science, which has the potential to be very damaging to patients, but that was not what has started things rolling."